A workout with Dewey is not a social occasion. When she runs much too fast for conversation. For a guy of my size and of my construction anyway, the lungs and capillaries of a 220-pound adult male can only distribute so much oxygen. Same when she lifts weights. God help the person who interrupts her concentration with idle chatter. Prior to her flying off to New York to live with Betts, Dewey had been my regular training partner. I dreaded those workouts because of her drill sergeant mentality, but also loved them because we pushed each other to the very edge each and every day. And that is the only way to return to the lighter-than-gravity, animal-quick, skin-ribbed-and-muscle creature that lies within each and every one of us at the outer boundaries of personal fitness. Dewey had stripped down to orange spandex running shorts and matching spandex running bra. With her blue visor cap turned backwards, blonde hair swinging, she might have been modeling high-tech running gear. As we jogged along the shell lane that leads from Dinkins Bay Marina to Sanibel's main road, I said, "I'll try to keep track of how many cars honk at us. What's the old record, 7? "Those bastards. I hate it when cars honk. Jeez, oh, Katie, it makes me jump every time."
Jeez, oh, Katie.
A new expression she was using. Sounded girlish and homey, I said. "So try wearing a baggy t-shirt and shorts. It'll be a snowy day in hell before I start dressing to please assholes in passing cars." She glanced over at me. "You don't like the way I dress? What's wrong with the way I dress?"
I said, "You look great. You always look great, Dewey."
She was nodding, not buying it. "Flattery. What you'd better do is save your breath. You'll need it." The hour or more of hell I was about to endure required some psychological preparation. I tried my best, felt the ache of old wounds and the familiar grating pain of damaged knees, and reminded myself that the pain would soon fade into numbness. Felt the thoracic burn that forewarns oxygen debt, and comforted myself with the knowledge that the human body can abide a hell of a lot more discomfort than the brain's little warning mechanisms would have us believe. Also reminded myself that this was Friday. Every Friday, all the marina regulars get together after work for a traditional weekend party. By the time Dewey and I finished our workout, Mac would have food out on platters beneath the sea grape tree and igloo coolers packed tight with crushed ice and bottles of beer. It was a nice thing to imagine. A tough workout, then all that ice and beer. When we reached the bike path that traces the interior of Sanibel, Dewey turned toward Captiva Island and lengthened her stride, running what for her was a comfortable 6-minute, 30-second mile pace. She had a floating kind of stride. I huffed and puffed and thudded along beside. The wind had freshened, a chilled and gusting high-pressure wind, and we ran right into the teeth of it. It was like trying to run through cotton. Chilly or not, I was sweating before we finished the first mile.